Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking stocks with Jack Baruzian, chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group, and Michael Zanian, assistant managing editor of Forbes Media and co-host of Forbes Sports Money, which plays on the YES Network. Michael Zanian, if multiples are too high and profit estimates are too good, what do you do? Do you go active or do you stay passive? I mean, do you try to out-time the market? What do you do here?
I'm not a market timer, but there are some very good select businesses, some very well-run companies that are not that expensive right now. So I love Texas Instruments. It's a bit of a contrarian play because their earnings and revenue have been down recently. But they've been spending a ton on CapEx, new plants in Texas, Utah. And it's kind of an AI play because, as you guys know, the chips are using artificial intelligence. It has a nice yield of over 3%. Hmm. And I also think that probably around the end of the first quarter of this year, that the bank lending margins, you know, those net interest margins that we pay so much attention to for banks, I think they've been under a lot of pressure the last few quarters, but I think the worst is nearly over. So I look at some bank stocks. I really like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase. I spoke to some analysts during the week, and they feel that those two are a lot less likely than other lenders to face significant loan losses should the economy start to falter.
Well, that reminds me, Jack Baruzian, I mean, we haven't mentioned the fact that the yield curve is still very deeply inverted. I mean, I'm looking at the three-month Treasury bill is 5.36. The 10-year note is 4.05. I mean, that's a big inversion. Now, that model, the New York Fed model, down through the years has held up very well. That's a predictor of a recession, which no one is talking about. No one virtually is talking about a recession.
The reason, Larry, is because we've become like city rats. We've become immune. You know, we've been watching it, and now we're so used to instant gratification. Everybody saw it invert, and they assumed that we were going to see a recession a month or two later, and it didn't happen. So we said, it's not working. But here's the reality. We know what we want. As a market participant, we want low inflation, stable markets, rate cuts, higher earnings. But the reality is that, you know, we really don't have that. We've got disinflation. We've got volatility in these markets, serious volatility. We've got higher for longer with these rate cuts. And earnings, quite frankly, are going to have some trouble. You know, I mean, Michael just mentioned, you know, AI. You know, we've really priced AI into a lot of these stocks. You know, and the reality is that we're just now figuring out how to use AI with the S&P 500 companies. You know, it's the number one question at every boardroom. How are we using AI? Well, you know, they really have not figured it out yet, you know, other than just generative AI or large language models. So all of that still has to play out.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
Isn't it the application of AI longer term is potentially very bullish, though? It's bullish for productivity. It's bullish for profits. It's bullish for worker wages.
But, and remember, here, we're talking about Chicago, which is the hub of financial AI. This is where it was really created. This is where you traded markets and you had models that learned from other models, and it kept. So it was really the genesis, and hopefully it will be one day the hub of financial AI here in America. But more importantly, you're 100% right. When you take that model that we've now created for markets and put them into an S&P 500 corporation, you really change that complexion of the market. You change the complexion of that corporation.
Jack Baruzian, Global Smart Commodity Group, Michael Zanian, Forbes, and Sports Money on the YES Network. Thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year again. Folks, I'm Kudlow. We'll come back with Money and Politics. Liz Peek and John McIntyre, Real Clear Politics. Stick around, more coming.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.